AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran says it's sending a clear message to America. It shot down a U.S. drone this morning and says it's ready for war, though it doesn't have any intention of starting one, it says.
U.S. officials and Iran's Revolutionary Guard say Iran has shot down a U.S. drone, but where the incident occurred is in dispute. A U.S. official speaking to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity said the RQ-4 Global Hawk was shot down over international airspace. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says the drone was over Iranian airspace. The shootdown is the latest incident amid escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. Last week, the U.S. military said Iran fired a missile at another drone that responded to an attack on two oil tankers near the Gulf of Oman. I'm Mike Rossia.
An active shooter killed a Sacramento police officer and has been holding off police after a domestic violence call there, say authorities. Deputy Chief Dave Paletta.
We have several tactical teams out that have surrounded the home. And so the goal is we want to negotiate with the suspect and have him peacefully surrender.
So far, they say they haven't been able to contact him. Joe Biden says he's got nothing to apologize for.
Joe Biden says there's not a racist bone in my body. The Democratic presidential candidate has been facing criticism for saying the Senate got things done with civility decades ago when he served alongside segregationists, arguing that Washington ran more smoothly back then versus today. The former vice president adds, what he was talking about Tuesday was the Senate's ability to pass the Voting Rights Act, saying you don't have to like the people in terms of their views. Matt Small, Washington.
The Fed is leaving its key interest rate unchanged. This affects consumer and business loans, but it's signaling it may start cutting rates if needed to help the economy. This is AP Radio News. Philadelphia's police commissioner is moving against officers accused of making controversial online posts.
72 Philadelphia police officers are on administrative duty because of their online posts that allegedly included anti-Muslim, racist, and other questionable statements. Commissioner Richard Ross.
It makes me sick, to be honest with you. It really makes me sick because we are in a position to know better.
Ross says he expects some of the officers will be fired. The posts were published by the Plainview Project, put together by a group of Philadelphia lawyers whose researchers went through the public social media accounts of thousands of police officers around the country over the past 2 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
At the Paris Air Show, Boeing says it's discussing possible sales of the 737 MAX with several customers as it tries to rebuild trust after two deadly crashes. Boeing says it's gotten its first potential order since two crashes killed hundreds of people. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.